As I was looking over, her website wise and witty, I saw a Java app live there whose graphics were so pretty. So I unzipped the archive, but no source code was inside her. I said, stand and deliver, for I've got a decompiler. Public static void main string args. Hide all your source away. I'll find it anyway. There's bytecode in the jar. I opened up the files and renamed the function headers, but the logic was so clean I couldn't make it any better. So I changed the attribution and made out I was the author, all supposing any applet can't be told from any other. Public static void main string args. I'll claim this code is mine. A lie on every line, there's bytecode in the jar. Next week I got an email from the author of the applet, and she said, I know you stole it, and I know just how you hacked it, for you tried to change the headers, but your changes were too sloppy, and the call graph is a perfect match, which proves your code's a copy. Public static void main string args. Try stealing code from me. It's plain for all to see, there's bytecode in the jar. Well, I hoped my bit of thieving wouldn't do more than annoy her, but the email that she sent me also went to my employer, and they told me when they fired me that sure was a stupid gamble. With this black mark on your record, your career will be in shambles. Public static void main string args. It's time this loser leaves. We won't consort with thieves, there's bytecode in the jar. Now my reputation's toast, just like it sank in molten lava. I'll make no more foolish boasts, and I won't ever write in Java. And I'll take nobody's code that doesn't say it's for the taking, for I thought I'd get away with it, but sure I was mistaken. Public static void main string args. The moral of this tale, code theft's an epic fail, there's bytecode in the jar.